Congratulations, everybody. We're really excited to offer this opportunity.
Foundation Board Chair Cynthia Wallace welcomed representatives from the 7 grant-winning organizations to a ceremony at the offices of the Petersburg Economic Development Council over the weekend. The foundation received 11 grant applications from local groups and nonprofits seeking over $21,000. They gave out $6,000 to 7 of the applicants. Charlotte Kuhn is the foundation's grant-making committee chair.
We didn't fund any grants fully. We just feel like we'd like to spread it around more so more people get something.
The grant money comes from the interest generated by an endowment fund created 2 years ago. It's a permanent fund of sorts built on donations and designed to provide some money for local groups. One grant winner this year is the music department at the Petersburg High School, which will use the $1,000 grant to start up a drum line. Music director Matt Lenhard says he was inspired by the drum line at Sitka's high school.
It usually consists of a number of bass drums, a high-pitched snare, and a quad tom. And it was able to involve more kids in his pep band and transform the atmosphere of a basketball game and enthusiasm. And there's more than one use for it. We intend to show up in the Little Norway Parade, and maybe if some other event comes along, it might generate some excitement.
Another $1,000 grant will pay for new kitchen equipment at Mountain View Manor Food Service. $1,000 will also go toward the annual Summer Reading Challenge at Petersburg Public Library. That program offers storytelling and classes for kids up to age 18 and usually attracts about 200 local kids each summer. Another $1,000 will go to help cover expenses at the Southeast Alaska Arts Festival, which will be hosted at Petersburg High School at the end of next April. High school students from around the region will take workshops with the local and visiting artists during the festival, and it's also open to the community. In other grants, $800 will go to the Petersburg Children's Center for teacher training, and $700 will go to an educational program starting up at the Petersburg Medical Center. Community education coordinator and registered nurse Stacy Dahl says the medical center will use the money to take part in a national program called We Can, or ways to enhance children's activities and nutrition.
It's collaboration with the school. It involves classes for parents and educating them in many different lifestyle activities and choices as to how to facilitate their kids in maintaining healthy weight and creating healthy families. And so along with that, we're collaborating with the school with the fundraiser. We're also going to do a media campaign. And so this is going to be very helpful.
The Petersburg Chamber of Commerce also will receive a $500 grant to help pay for new electronic equipment needed for the chamber's fireworks displays. The foundation gave out $5,000 in grants after its first year of the endowment fund in 2009, and the foundation board plans to award another round of grants next year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.